Chazar Zeichanish Masabachi Chesra Shlagim Rav Yehudim Sech the Shabbos Daf Chav Dalad. Where is, do we mention Chanukah in benching when you bench on Chanukah? On the one hand, it's only the Rabbanon, so maybe you don't mention anything about Chanukah in benching. On the other hand, Al Parsum Anisa, maybe you should. Rav Nemer of Schorin Nemer of Huna said you don't have to, but if you do want to mention it, you mention it in Haidah, which is in the Noida Lecha, like where we mention Al Anisim. Huna by Yehuda once wanted to say it in Boinu Yishalayim, and Rashi just told him, no, it's like Shemana Esrei, just like Shemana Esrei, we say Al-Anisim in Haidah, in Moedim, so too in benching, you say it in Haidah, which is in Noidah, which is where we say it. Do we mention anything about Rosh Chodesh in benching when we bench on Rosh Chodesh? On the one hand, it's Deraisa, so maybe we should mention something in benching. On the other hand, it's not Osir in Malachos, so maybe we don't mention anything. Rav says we do, we say Yalav Yovoi, and Rav Chanina says that we do not. Rav Zrika passing like Rav, because we find that Rabbi Shia passing like Rav. When one davens Musaf on Chanukah, for example, Shabbos Chanukah or Chodesh Tevis, which comes out on Chanukah, do you say Al Anisim in Musaf as well or not? On the one hand, the Musaf is not said for the Chanukah, so therefore maybe you don't mention it, but on the other hand, maybe it's just a day that you always mention Chanukah. It is Chanukah, so you always mention Chanukah in any tefillah that you say. If it happens to be they say Musaf on that day, you mention Al Anisim then also. Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda both say that you do not say Al Anisim in Musaf, and Rav Nachman and Rav Yochanan both say that you do. Abai said to Rav Yosef that the shita of Huna and Rav Yehuda is actually the shita of Rav, meaning that Rav would also say you don't mention Al Anisim in Musaf. However, the Gemara paskins that you would say Al Anisim in Musaf, even though the Musaf is not there for Chanukah, as we find when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. So you in Nila, which is not there for Shabbos, still you mention Shabbos, so therefore you see that no matter what, whatever tefillahs of the day, you mention the Me'ura Hayoim, so therefore you would mention Chanukah in the Musaf. Although this seems to be a shtichel stira, because we also paskin that when Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, so on Friday night, when the Chazan does a Ke'en Shemana Esrei, a Me'en Shemana Esrei, on Friday night, he does not mention Yom Tov in that Me'en Shemana Esrei. But that's really because it's different. There, over there, that whole reason for the repetition of Shemana Esrei on Friday night is only out Sakana of people when they would travel out to the Beis Medrash, which was outside the city. But it's really not a necessary thing. Therefore, there's no reason to mention Yom Tov in there when Yom Tov comes out on Shabbos. Mishnah said v'loy ba'alya. So the Tanakhama, the Mishnah said that you can't use any fats, and the Chachama also said that. So the Chachama are saying the same thing as the Tanakhama, where he answers that they're going to be arguing in the din of Rav Brun in the name of Rav whether adding some of the mutter dika oil would then make the whole mixture mutter or not. One of them would say it's okay, one of them would say it's aser, but we can't know which one would say which. Zok the Mishnah, you're not allowed to light shemen sreifa on Yom Tov, which again, which is oil that has to, the tamidika truma that has to be burned anyway. You're not allowed to light that on Yom Tov. Rabbi Shmuel says you're not allowed to use itron for your ner Shabbos because it has a very bad, for the covered for Shabbos because it has a bad smell to it. The Chacham say all oils are mutter. It means even sesame oil and walnut oil and radish oil and fish oil and desert gourd oil, and itron, and naft. Rabbi Tarfon says you only light with shemen zayis, and that only shemen zayis, nothing else. Whereas, why can't you use shemen sreifa for Yom Tov? The answer is because it's burning, it's like burning kachem on Yom Tov, which is not mutter. It's the same thing, you're not allowed to burn tamid kachem on Yom Tov either. How do we know that it's also to burn kachem on Yom Tov? Chizkiya learned it out from the Pesukim by the Korban Pesach, that says, "V'leisisi rimenu ad boiker, don't leave anything over till the morning, v'hanoisim rimenu ad boiker ba'eshes roifu." That second time that it says ad boiker is telling you, don't leave it, would not in shot in the next morning after the Korban Pesach, you burn it. Rather, ad boiker until the second morning, which means until the first day of Chalamoid, that's when first you can burn the noiser. So you see that you're not allowed to burn kachem on Yom, you have to wait till Chalamoid. Abaye says, we learn it from the Pasuk of Oila Shabbos Shabbatai, that only a carbon of Shabbos is allowed to be burned on Shabbos. Only a carbon of Yom Tov is allowed to be burned on Yom Tov. If you have a carbon from Erev Yom Tov, you can't then burn it on Yom Tov. So if you can't burn a valid Erev Yom Tov Dika carbon on Yom Tov, for sure you can't burn a Psulia Mekdoshim, something which is possible. If that's for sure you can't burn on Yom Tov. Rava learns that from the Pasuk that Matir Eichel Nefesh on Yom Tov. The Pasuk says, Hu Levada Yeyasar Lachem. And we learn that the word levada comes to teach that a mila shaloi bizmana is not doicha yom tif. Since it can be done afterwards, of a mila shaloi bizmana, since it can be done afterwards, is not doicha yom tif, then the burning of kachim, which also can be done after yom tif, also is not going to be doicha yom tif. Rashi says we know that doing a malach on yom tif is a loisase. He says the word in the pasuk of yom tif of Shabbos soin teaches that it's also an ase, which prohibits one from doing malach on yom tif. If so, there's an assay and a lois assay against doing work on Yom Tov. So burning Kaddishim, which Enechanami is an assay to properly burn the Kaddishim, but the ain assay, doicha assay velois assay, or lois assay v'assay. And therefore, the assay of burning Kaddishim will not be doicha the lois assay and the assay against doing work on Yom Tov.